Okay, we have Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Lamed Aleph 31. There are 36 prakim in Divrei Hayamim. So Perek Lamed Aleph continues. Chizkiyo HaMelech, and this is a continuation of the previous where he is setting up not just the Pesach that he celebrated in the last Perek, but this is setting up the Beis HaMikdash and setting up the Mishmaros and making sure everything is properly functioning. And he made sure that the Trumas and the Maisros, that's a major part of this parak, all the Matnas Kuhuna are being given properly. That's what he talks about, Trumas and Maisros, and the Bikurim, everything is being brought, and he appoints people to be in charge of various elements of the giving it out, and the collection, and the distribution. We don't know exactly what all of these positions are, but that's what he talks about, and he makes sure that the Kohanim and the Levim are doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's the Perek. As we continue the great reign of Chizkiyahu. So let's now get into the Perek itself. So the Perek starts off, Ukechalos Kolzos. When all this, the whole celebration was over of re-consecrating the Mikdash and having 2 weeks, 14 days of a Yontif of Pesach, and the after this, again, celebration, Vayishabru HaMativos, the Pasuk says that they went out to the Har Yudan, they were inspired by all that they had been through, and the Pesach that they brought, and they went out and they rid the whole land of all of Avodah Zarah symbols. Vayishabru HaMativos, Vayigadu HaAsherim, they broke down any monuments, they cut down any Asherah trees, Avodah Zarah trees, Vayinatsu Esabamos, Vesamizbachos, they broke down, you saw how prevalent it was, from the days of the earlier kings, Mikol Yehuda ben Yamin and Ephraim and Manasseh, Ad Chalei, in all, in Yehuda ben Yamin and in Ephraim and Manasseh, they got rid of all of them. Vayeshuvu kol bnei Yisrael ish l'achuz aso la'areihem. And all the Jews went back to their cities. Interesting, regarding Asherah trees, the Meshachachma on the mitzvah, on the pasuk in Shoftim, it talks about don't put an Asherah, don't put a tree next to a Mizbeach. Right? You're not allowed to have any trees next to a Mizbeach. Right? And that's part of why I've heard that the Arabs planted a bunch of trees on Har Abayis, so that it's a violation of this this pasuk. Blosidoch Asherah kaleit, the Meshachachma says, Ho inyan, ki ha-karbanos af ki heima chelek gadol mi-ha-Torah, even though karbanos are a great chelek from the Torah, va-Torah karasam lachmei li-ishai pamayim rabos, even though the karbanos are very important, and it's Hashem's bread, so to speak, b'chalzos no dalanu adavri mitzad ha-muskal, but we still know, ki ha-borei kol eino nizon mu'uma, Hashem doesn't get anything from our karbanos. They know, I mean, he has an achas ruach, but we're not giving him anything. They know sav bo shum shleimus chalila mi pu'ulos hanevraim. And there's no ultimate completion from creations that we give him something. V'hu ba'atzmu so b'lo shinui k'mo shaya terem im tzionim sos. Hashem is unchanged from before he created the world until after he created the world. V'chein afligo ha'neviim im tzadakta matitein lo, says the Navi, says Eov. Right, if you were righteous, matitein, what are you going to give him? Ha'yirtza Hashem ba'alfei elim v'kulam iskimu shini karbonos hu muflal derech sod. It's all mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He commanded, inyan choki maf'il p'ula nisgava b'nefesh adam. It helps us achieve shleimus, but it doesn't change Hashem at all. And that's why Ben Azai says throughout the parsha of Karbanos, you only have Yudkei Vavkei. You don't have any other shleimus of Hashem which reflect a relationship with man. Kel Elokim, right? Only Yudkei Vavkei. Kishem Elokim hu koach kochos ho alulim venimsa meito yizbarach. Kel hu mor al chosek pulosav. V'chulu. But Hashem, ki hu mor al hayuso nimsa mechuyim mesiyuso. Yudkei Vavkei ha Yehovah v'yeh. He is. So he doesn't get anything. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's why you can't put trees next to Mizbeach. Because a tree grows. And that might give the impression that just like a tree is growing, Hashem grows with karbanos. No, only stone. stone with the mizbeach. Ulaharas kavanazu tziva yisbarach lasos mizbeach avanim v'lo yibah shum eitz lizbonin kemosha mizbeach makam karbanos. Hu darashino nizom v'notzorach l'mayim u'mazon, just like karbanos, the mizbeach, makam karbanos, doesn't get nourished and doesn't grow. Kain kol inyan ha-karbanos hu lo l'sibas hazana v'atosefes b'shlemus oklal. Nothing. That's why it says, don't put a shira, don't plant, not even dafkan a shira, any tree. Al shem shehim misashrim me'achirim. V'lo yitachim v'chulu any ketidius. But that's the ashira that the Meshech Chachma has relating to the institution of ashira. V'yamedi chizkiyo ketinu in pasik beis. As machlo goes, akonim alavim. He reinstituted, and he made sure all the konim alavim were in their proper machlokos, the proper groupings. Al machlokosam, kifi, avodaso, lakonim, lalvim. All the groups that the kohanim lalvim had to be in. They're mishmaros of the kohanim, mishmaros of the lalvim. La'ola, v'lishlamim, for the karbanos, l'shareis, to do everything they need to do. Lahodosu, lahalel, b'sharei machanos Hashem. Says the Mefarish, Shinikra Rashi, ish kifi avodaso, hakohanim l'shareis, the kohanim to serve. The halavim lios mishorim vishoarim. The kohanim to serve, meaning to do the avoda, and the levim to the mishorim mishorim. It sounds like everybody has their tafkid. Everybody has what their miurad for. V'kol ish v'ish al avodaso hanachona. It sounds like there's a parallel between kahuna and levia. There is a brisker rav in Parshas by Midbar that seems to say that levim are designated, are nimne, while kohanim are not nimne. It's more automatic. I don't know the lumdus for that, but he has that in Parshas by Midbar, says, some type of difference. Maybe that relates to a Rambam. There is a Rambam that Rav Salvechik talks about. Right? The Rambam says, related to a difference between Kohanim de Levim and the Mishmaros, the Rambam says in Klei HaMikdash, Gimel Yud Aleph, Levi she'oved avodas kohen misasa b'dei shamayim, k'din zar ha'oved. A Levi that does a kohen's work, chayev misa. But a kohen that does a Levi's work, he's not chayev misa, he only violates a losasei. And the Ravid wonders, maish na kohen ba'avodas Levi, v'levi ba'avodas kohen. What's the difference? So the Reb Salvechik in the Rishima Shirim in Sukkah, on Daf Nun Hei, says, kohanim kedoshim b'kedushas Levi. Kohanim have the kedusha of a Levi. Ki el shakayim iser miyuchad ala kohanim lo lasos avodas Levi. Really, the kohanim are Levim. Right? We know they're in Shevet Levi. So they have kedushas Levi, but they have an iser, a sabbat iser lav, not to do the avoda of a Levi. Shelo kedin minuyehem. Shekol ha-Levim minuyim al-avodasam, ish ish al-avodaso. The heder ha-minuy la-avodas Levi, hu ha-oser as ha-kohanim b'sherusam. It's different than the brisker rav. Baram midin kedusha. They have Kedushas Levi. And therefore, if a Kohen does the Avodah of a Levi, he's not a Zar. Not like a Zar who's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. He has the Kedusha of Levi. A Levi that does Avodah as Kohen, Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Kizar, De'en Levi Kedushas Gehuna, Vario Kizar, Legabe Kohen. So that's an important chiluk, an important Rambam to be aware of. So we continue. Umenas HaMelech. Pasuk Gimel, Min Rechusho. There was a portion of the king. Either this is from Chizkiyo's own personal stash that he supported, or it was from what he collected, from maybe the Machzaz HaShekel. Menas HaMelech Min Rechusho La'olos V'haboker V'erev, all the karbanos, the tamid, the boker, and the erev, L'shabosos L'chadashim L'moadim, Shabbos, Chodesh, and Moed, Kakasim B'toras Hashem. He reset all the karbanos. Remember, what the boker V'erev, the karban tamid. Remember the machlokas Ramam Ramban. But how many mitzvos are the karban tamid? The Rambam counts one mitzvah of karban tamid, even though you bring two. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of kriyashma, even though it's twice. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of ketores. Right? All of those are quoted in Parshas Pinchas. The Sefer HaChinuch notes that the Ramban argues on these, because after all, at the time for this one is not the time for this one, and you can't bring them together. So how could you say it's one? How could you say it's one mitzvah if you can't bring it together? This is the Chinuch, and Tuf Aleph summarizes. He passes like the Rambam, as we know, but he says at the end, "V'haRamban chasha becheshbon hamitzvah shnei tamidim l'shnei mitzvot asay l'fishein mitzvot shein ma'akvazu azu v'zmana shalzu." Lo zmana shelzu. So how could they be? So that's where we've developed the idea, Rav Salvechik and others, that it could be that even if the times are different, but the chalos chiyuv could be at the same time. The chalos chi of each, the karbet tamid is the day, even though you can only do one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The chalos chi for kriya shema is together, even though you can only do one at each time. And Rav Soloveitchik brought the raya, there are many rayas, they could have a chalos chi before you could actually do the mitzvah, right? The chalos chi of sukkah, of lulav, might be at the night of Sukkot, even though you can't shake the lulav until the day of Sukkot. But he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael have three mitzvahs when they go into Eretz Yisrael. They have to appoint a king, they have to wipe out Amalek, and they have to build a base of Mikdash. And it has to be in that order. And as Rav Soloveitchik, if it has to be in that order, so why does it say that there are three mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael have to do when they go in? It's really one mitzvah. And after they do that one mitzvah, they should do another mitzvah. And if they do that second mitzvah, do a third mitzvah. So why is it that it is formulated as shalosh mitzvos nistav u'kedas and laretz? Because you could have the chalos chiyuv even if the chiyuv is not able to be actualized yet. Okay, so that's about a little bit about the karbon tamid. So the menas, so he used this portion to restart all the karbonos, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yantif. Vayomer la'am li'ashev Yerushalayim la'seis menas ha'kon al-aviyim, and he told everyone he was mechazik the matnas kahuna. He wants the Kohanim and the Levim to be able to work in the base of Mikdash, to be able to teach Torah. See, made sure everybody was giving the Chumas and the Maisras. L'man yechezku b'Torah Hashem. Chazal say maybe that means to give a Kohen Talmud Chacham is even a greater mitzvah. They want to be able to osik b'Torah. The Mafarish here says, Ba'ot she'elam parnasasa mizumenes yachlu la'asos v'la'asok b'Torah Hashem. Ukefrotz hadavar hirbu b'nei Yisrael reishis dagan. And when everything became the widespread observance, b'nei Yisrael gave a lot, reishis dagan, gave a lot of truma, dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Right, according to the Rashi and Tosfos and a number of other Rishonim, that's the only truma daraisa, dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Vidvash. Dvash is from dash tamarim. So what may be reishis here, some of Farshim say means bikurim. So that includes dagan tirosh v'dvash tamarim. V'chol tfuas asada, all tfuas asada. The Radak says that means the other shivas haminim. Pirish shar ilanos, gefen, te'ena, v'rimon. Shagam heim mevim bikurim. If this doesn't mean bikurim, but it means truma, so then it is difficult according to those we turn according to the Rambam. It's beautiful. The Rambam says all fruit are chayev daraisa. All fruit. Right? Only vegetables are abundant according to everybody. The Rambam says all fruit, apples and oranges and pears, those are also daraisa. So maybe that's partly where the Rambam got it from. But either way, maybe it means bikurim. Meiser akol rov haviyo. So there was tons, because there was so, the Bnei Yisrael were following the Ratzon Hashem, so there was such plenty. Uvenei Yisrael v'Yehuda, ha-yoshrim v'ar Yehuda, gam heim, meiser bakar v'atzon. The animals procreated and had a lot of progeny and offspring. And that's where meiser behema was brought. Right, 1/10, meiser bakar v'atzon, u'meiser kadshim, hamukudashim, l'ashem elokeim, meiser kadshim. Heviyu, they brought it. Vayinu arimas arimas, they had piles and piles of all of this. The Nitziv quotes this pasuk. The Nitziv quotes this pasuk in the Harchev Davar at the end of Vayikra, where the end of Vayikra is where we have the mitzvah of Meiser Behema. So the Pashup Shad of Meiser Behema is that it does not have to be given to the Kohanim, right? It's brought to the Yerushalayim, and in there, but it's for, that's what it says in Ezeo Makoman. It doesn't say that it's brought to the Kohanim, but the Nitziv says it's called Kodesh Lashem, right? The last words in Bechukosai, Ha'asiri Yekodesh Lashem. Says the Nitziv, Lo Nisparish Yafeh. It's not explained in Torah Shebichsav, Lemi Magia Hamaiser. Ubaba Kabbalah to Maiser Lebailim. Right, we assume it's not one of the Matnas Kahuna. Right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yekodesh, it's not one of the Matnas Kahuna. It doesn't go to the Kohen. The Bailim have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Mikomakom, Matsinu, B'divir Hayamim Beis, Lamed Alevav, he quotes our Pasik, Uvenei Yisrael, V'Yehuda, Gam Heim, Meiser Bakar, Vatzon, Evi, Ovinu, Arimas, Arimos. Hare, they brought it, and they made part to the Kohanim. They brought it to the Kohanim. So how do you understand that? I am Ashakasati, B'Sefer, Bamidbar, the mitzvah she akruv yochlu lebalav ella ava gashu lebailim. Even though the bailim, it goes to the bailim mikomakom imrotze nosi on the kohanim. You're allowed to give it to the kohanim. Nimsa she din meiser behema kamod din meiser sheni. The ava gashu neechal lebailim yerushalayim mikomakom haya letalmud v'yira haya letalmidim halom din yerushalayim. If you want to give it, even though it's lebailim, it can be given, and maybe there was some minhagam of giving it to the talmidei chachamim kohanim. To help support them. In the third month, they made the piles. In the seventh month, they finished the piles. Vayavo Yechizkiyo v'asarim v'yirus haremos. The Chizkiyo and the sarim saw the piles. They said, what's going on here? Vayavarchu as Hashem v'esamo Yisrael. They said, the piles, are these belonging to the Balabatim? Are they going to the Kohanim? Vayidro Shechizkiyo achonim alavim. Vayomer elav. They asked them, what's going on here? Vayomer mehachel hachuma lavi beis Hashem achol v'savo v'osera larov. He said, there's so much. Have you brought enough? And they said, there's so much. Ki Hashem beirach asamo v'hanosar v'nahamon hazeh. There's so much. The Mefarish says, and the Parshat Peshat, that there was so much of it. Look at the Meshachachma, another Meshachachma. The Meshachachma says that a greater nace, the Parshat Chukas, about hitting the rock, a greater nace is quality more than quantity. Right? Instead of a lot of tvua, to have less tvua, but one is ones that satiate, like the mun. Ki abracha asher ba'achifetz Hashem u'besever panim yafes, hi eina mehulala b'kamusa, rak be'echusa. Ki ze enyen yoter niska v'yoser no'e, asher b'mat ha-mazon yuspar ra'avono, u'b'ma'at ha-shtia yushpar tzma'o. Right, the echus, quality that is greater. And that's what he says. If they would have talked to the rock, they would have been able to get less and to be thirst quenched from it instead of hitting. Okay, he relates to it there. Again, there's so much. There was plenty of food here. Again, one's not supposed to eat so much, right? You can't eat past what your fill. That's called achila gasa. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Remember Rabbeinu Tam? Two types of achila gasa. That's the Tosfos in Nazir on Daf Chaf Gimel, where the Gemara talks about eating Karman Pesach. The Gemara says, even if you eat it b'achila gasa, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's still you did a mitzvah. So the Gemara Tosfos there says, Mashva d'achila gasa shma achila. But 1 second, there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei that says, if you eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're putter. It's not an achila. The Yom Rabbeinu Tam, the Trey in Yoni achila gasa's yesh. There's two types of overeating. One type of overeating is that you're full, but, you know, you overeat. Another one is that you're so full, if you eat another morsel, you're going to throw up. You're going to be nauseous. That second one is not an achila gasa. Two types. So here, Vesova, it was just saying that they were satiated, but they weren't doing any achila gasas. And they said, now Chizkiyo said, okay, we have so much matnas kahuna, let's find places to put it in the Beis HaMikdash. They brought it all, and number of different people and positions are mentioned. We don't exactly know what all these positions were for collection, for distribution, all these people. But towards the end, it says they give it out. A little difficult. It says from 3 years old. From 3 years old, they would give portions, right? They give karbanos. You're allowed to give 3 year old. The Radak says it must be from 3 year old. They have das to be shomer from Tara. Says the Radak. Pachos mi ben shalosh ein lo das lishmar ma shebiado. They knows them biado truma. Shema yitam ena kimin hagol l'tafeach b'shratzim. Alvin shalosh v'mala yodeh lishmar yadav. He knows a little bit. I guess maybe 3 in those days was a little different. But he continues here. L'chala bala beis hashin v'yom v'yomo. Whoever came, the Kohanim, the Levim, they came, they gave out. They had distribution centers in the Beis HaMikdash. La'avodasam b'mishvarosam kemachlikoseyam. Right, that they gave it out. Vesis yachis according to the base of Oseim, the Kohanim were miyuchas v'halaviyim imenesim shalav amal alaviyim from 20 years old from when they start doing their work in the mikdash. Ulis yachis v'chol tapem nesheim their families again. Chizkiyo did a heavy job. Right, he fixed the base of mikdash. He fixed the Kohanim. He fixed the Leviim. Lebedarim a Kohanim b'steya migrash areim b'cholir va'ir. The Kohanim were back in their and the Leviim were back in their cities. An Hashem shenikvu b'shemos laseis manos l'chol zachar b'Kohanim ulakol his yaches b'Leviim to any Kohen and any miyuchas Levi. Why did it say Kohen and miyuchas Levi? Why doesn't it say miyuchas Kohen miyuchas Levi? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says here in the time of the Krah, because the Kohanim are automatic. If the Kohanim are working in the Beis HaMikdash, right, there's a principle in the Gemara, Ein Bodkin, Minab Bezbeach Valamala. Ein Bodkin. So says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they didn't have to check. They didn't have to check the ones that were beyond. Right, Pirsha Kohanim, all Yitzrichim Lesyaches, Kikulan of Duba Mikdash, Lemish Meroseim, Vein Bodkin, Minab Bezbeach Valamala. Avalavim, all Yitzrichim Lesyaches. Right, he reads this Pasuk and he sees this halacha about the difference between the Kohanim and the Levium. That's why it says here, Lekol Zachar B'Kohanim, every male, automatic. Well, Lekol Yaches B'Levium, and anyone who is Miuchas. Vayas Kazos Yechizkiyo B'Chol Yehuda, and Yechizkiyo did this, Vayas HaTov V'HaYashar V'HaEmes. Lefnei Hashem Elokav. All these three are different. There's good, Tov and Yashar, and Emes. All those three. Lefnei Hashem Elokav. Uvachol Maaseh Asher Heichal Bavodas Beis Elokim. Everything he did. Uva Torah. Uva Mitzvah. Lidrosh Ve'elokav. He worked. B'chol Avavo. Asa V'Hitzliach. Right. He was successful. Again, all the wicked kings that had enemies overtake them and fight them and ransack them and take them as captives. Right. You see it with your own eyes. You see those who follow Hashem, again, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, those who follow Hashem are rewarded. Those who reject and rebel against Hashem, more and more, they are plundered and they are destroyed. And that's what happens here with Chizkiyahu. And if his descendants would have kept in following his ways, it would have been amazing. It would have been a different story and would have saved the Churban, but it was not meant to be. Not meant to be. But we will have, at Hashem, another Perek. Another Perek is still coming up, relating to Sancherev and Asher, one of the most amazing stories in all of Tanakh, is coming up. One more perek relating to Chizkiyahu before we get to Menashe, his son, who undid everything, as we will see.